Last week, I spoke at Evensong about what I think we preachers are up to when we're up here. I suggested that our ordinary lives, our daily lives, are shaped by our culture's dominant social scripts. These scripts shape our gender norms, articulate our culture's primary values, and shape consensus about what kinds of lives are worth living. We might resist these scripts and try to write new ones, but I don't think our lives can ever be script-free. I think preaching tries to challenge contemporary scripts by drawing on ancient scripts derived from scripture. Christians affirm that these ancient scriptures offer radical healing and transformative scripts. So we mobilize those ancient scripts against contemporary scripts so that we don't fall captive to the latter. Any culture's common sense and deepest assumptions are imperfect at best. And we become captive to the norms of any culture if we don't critically examine those norms and, if necessary, abandon them. Christians believe that the script offered by Jesus has liberating power. So we long to serve that power and participate in letting that power loose in the world. At the heart of the Jesus script is the notion of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is meant explicitly to challenge the kingdoms of this world. Let's listen again to how Jesus speaks about the kingdom in Matthew chapter 10, 7 to 10, just three verses from our reading. And as we listen, let's ask what our culture's social and economic life would look like if these verses became part of our common script. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff. For laborers deserve their food. Now, let's try to give Jesus' words a contemporary translation. I think it might sound something like this. Go out into the world and tell people that God's vision for the world, God's beloved community, has come near. Don't just proclaim it, perform it. Do more than just say the words. Make the beloved community real. Cure the sick. In the beloved community, every human being will be empowered to flourish. So don't leave people suffering in sickness. Interrupt the death-dealing powers at work in the world and proclaim new life. Question the power of the military-industrial complex that can casually spend trillions in Iraq and Afghanistan, but leave people saddled with student loans and deprived of affordable housing. Put an end to our addiction to fossil fuels that is even now causing mass death and the sixth great extinction among our animal kin. Put an end to white supremacy and Christian supremacy. These powers are demonic. They warp human minds and hearts and enslave us. People lose their minds when they become captive to life-denying ideologies. So go out into the world and set people free from the demonic. And here's the kicker. Do all this without asking for payment. Your entire life is a gift. You are loved and cherished by God, and all that you have was given to you for free. So go and be a gift to others. Heal. Set people free from death and demonic forces. The basic goods of life are free and should stay free. And you have been set free from destructive forces by the power of love. No price can be put on health and well-being and flourishing. These are priceless goods that you didn't and couldn't possibly pay for. So go and give your love away. Be like brother son, whose life-giving rays fall on the good and the evil alike. In God's economy, all the essentials of life are beyond price and not subject to economic negotiation. After saying all that, though, Jesus takes care to add, "For laborers deserve their food." All the essentials of life are invaluable and priceless, certainly. They should be made freely available. But the one who works, that one should be duly and fairly compensated. During the pandemic, we saw that many who do the most essential work in our societies either go unpaid or underpaid. Frontline workers, those who stock our shelves, checkout clerks, healthcare workers, food delivery workers. It's hard to imagine how we could have gotten through the worst of the pandemic without all their good work. We need an economic system that pays workers what they are worth. For laborers deserve their food. Is capitalism as we know it that system? I think you and I know the answer to that. Living this way will be risky and dangerous. As Jesus said, you might be brought before courts and tried and persecuted. You won't win any fans. So be clever as snake, but innocent as doves. No one likes those who disrupt the status quo. But by proclaiming and performing God's beloved community, you become agents of God's healing and transforming work in the world. That's the script we are called to perform. May God give us the courage, compassion, and wisdom to live out the kingdom script, the beloved community, in and for our time. Amen.